Today our church venerates the Holy Cross. And we might be wondering, what is the unique thing behind the symbol of the cross? Why do we venerate it so much? The cross would have meant nothing if it wasn't for the ultimate sacrifice of the Son of God. So the cross represents Christ's sacrifice for us. And why is the cross so powerful? Why do demons are afraid of the cross? Because the cross is an action of humility and love. Christ to be crucified was an action of humility and love. And the demons can't stand either of them. Can't stand humility and they can't stand love. So the Son of God became human. How humble could this be? And then he gave up his life for us. How much love does this have? And not only that, he knew beforehand that some of us would just ignore his sacrifice. How painful could this be for Christ? The more the love, the greater the pain. That's how it goes. But I would suggest to each one of us, because we do sacrifice ourselves from time to time, I would suggest that we add a bit love in our cross that we carry, and that we add more Christ in our lives. And how can we add more Christ in our lives? It's very simple. By just thinking that if I have to do something, what would Christ have done if he was me? In every small and great thing that I'm doing, what would Christ have done if he was me? And then that's what I should do too. By doing so, our sacrifice gets power, becomes something that can perform miracles. Why? Because it's not us. It's Christ who acts through us. Always keep in mind that this is why God created us, to become Christ-like. So by thinking, what would Christ have done if he was me, and doing so, acting accordingly, it's in a way fulfilling the purpose of our creation.